It was Boxing Day, 1963 or 1964. We had a fire at the house that we lived in 1 Danbury Walk. What caused the fire was a faulty socket in the front room, which the Christmas tree was plugged into.
It was a Christmas tree light that caught on fire, wasn't it?
How did you know the house was on fire?
Dad woke up because he had a dog that was trapped in the front room. He alerted Dad, so Dad went down and opened the door. The flames just set him back, so he shut the door again. I jumped out of bed, and you burn your feet on the floor because the floor was so hot that you didn't want to stand in one place too long. The outside of the front door, all the paint was bubbling.
Did your dad not cue all the kids up at the top of the stairs and push them down? The front door was open and push them all out?
Well, I have 14 brothers and sisters. We were trying to get them down the stairs, but when you get down the stairs, you had to go past more or less where the fire was, where the heat was. And as soon as they got down there, they tried coming back up the stairs, so it was a bit difficult getting them out because they were all toddlers, really.
And it was snowing, and John jumped on his bike, he had no shoes or anything on, and rode up to the phone box, phone the fire brigade.
Calvin was still upstairs asleep in the cot. So I ran back into the house and went upstairs and dragged him out of the cot by his feet. I didn't know which way he was legged, you couldn't see nothing for smoke. But we managed to get them all out with no injuries, apart from singed eyebrows and hair and stuff like that. Dad went round to the back and broke in through the kitchen window to go in and rescue his dog on his hands and knees. The fire brigade actually brought the dog back to life, more or less. They give the dog oxygen out in the front garden. The Evening Post come and took photographs of the family in the front garden. And I remember the reporter saying that he'd love a cup of tea. And Dad said, well, we've got nothing in there to make it. So he went up to the shops at the reporter and bought some tea bags and some sugar for us to make a cup of tea. The neighbours in the walk were very good. There was a few neighbours in the walk that took different ones in. Until we can get the house sorted out, they can move back in. Because the council wouldn't move you out because they never have facilities anywhere else to put you. So we all got stuck in and cleaned the house back up, ready for them to move back in again.